for the chicks, we're coming at you and we're talking about AMAC, which is the right alternative to AARP.
And I love AMAC because they actually lobby for conservative causes, which is the greatest benefit of all. And that's on top of the discounts and all of the help that they give you, learning about Social Security and Medicare plans and all that stuff. They're amazing.
Yeah, they're awesome. We stand with AMAC and you should too. You can get them at amac.us/chicks. That's amac.us/chicks.
Membership options starting at only $16 and they include your spouse. Do it today. Sign up right now. amac.us/chicks.
You guys, You guys, we are both in a mood. I mean, usually it's just me, right? I know, Melanie, we're late.
So
I know
foul
Melanie's
today.
Like the chicks are late. I know we're late. And it's because I had a calm mockdown.
I'm in a mood.
I'm not a big help because I'm in a really bad mood today too. So I'm like, listen, you can sit at my table, Mock. Sit at my table. Tell me everything, sweetheart. Let's just sit down and talk about your day. And then she just unloaded. And I was like, well, let me tell you about my day already. It's not even 6:30. Let me tell you about my day. And so then we just went on this complete bitch fest about our days already. This is what we did before we even got on with you guys. And so but we're both like,
oh my God, I'm so mad. Right now.
So excuse our craziness this morning, but good morning. Good morning,
so mad.
Everybody. I'm purple again. Good morning.
You are very, very purple. I'm very, very mad for all kinds of reasons, none of which have to do with how great I slept last night.
Right.
On
you
my
slept
pillow
awesome.
Pillows.
Right.
Not only did I sleep great on my pillow pillows, I slept great in my MyPillow sheets, which are amazing and which are the dream sheets, Giza sheets.
They're
they
Giza.
Call them. They're Giza sheets. And they're soft and luxurious without being slimy, and I love them.
Yeah, I don't like slimy sheets either.
And then this morning I woke up, took a great hot shower, and dried off with my giant MyPillow bath sheet.
She does it just like this. That's how she dries off, you guys. She does that. You can see her naked, right? I know all the guys are like,
And it was glorious because it was scrubby, and it like woke me up perfectly, and that was all great. And right. So none of my bad mood has anything to do with my pillow. If anything, mm-hmm. my pillow is the reason that I'm not absolutely homicidal this
right,
morning.
Right, so. Otherwise, she would be killing people on the way to work.
I would be probably homicidal.
Mm-hmm,
and the great news for everybody watching or listening is that there is a giant new MyPillow special just for people who use code
CHICKS
at MyPillow.com or 1-800-875-0513. You get so much money off of their towel sets, which is the two bath towels, the two hand towels, the two washcloths. That is normally almost $110, worth every penny. And now, if you use code CHICKS at MyPillow.com,
$44.98.
$44.98,
you guys. Like, stock up. Get up.
Get every color.
Right. Okay, so...
What
a day. It's already been a day.
I'm irritated. Got a couple reasons why.
Right.
And then I do have some TikToks to share as well, which will put us all in a better mood. I'm sure of it.
Uh-huh. Yeah, totally. There's going to be some screaming huskies. Screaming huskies are on their way, you guys.
Can we just talk about how ridiculous of a gaslighting country we're in right now? Because we live in a country where we know which governors are absolutely horrific, right? We know. We know that Cuomo is a complete asshat. We know that Gretchen Whitmer is a beast. She's a demon beast.
With her casseroles. She's got her casseroles.
But no, what happens, even though Whitmer is responsible, just like Cuomo is, for nursing home deaths, for all kinds of suicides, for businesses being shut down, for her state being a complete crap hole and producing such people as Rashida Tlaib.
She got an Emmy. What happened?
The John F. Kennedy Presidential Library is honoring her.
Oh.
She is being praised. It's for her COVID courage.
Oh, God. Are you freaking kidding me?
I wish I were. She's being praised for her pandemic response, even though another wave of the virus is currently ravaging her state right now.
Right,
she is getting the COVID Courage Award from the JFK Presidential Library.
Is she getting a plaque?
She's probably going to get a plaque. Maybe there's money tied to it. I don't know.
Of course she's going to get money. She already gets money from taxpayers, but now she's going to get some sort of a plaque.
What is even happening that is a thing that's happening?
And she's going to go up there and do her pageant wave.
Oh, my God.
She's going to be like,
and listen, thank you, everybody. I am oily. I'm oily. You're but not she oily. Has got a problem.
Really? Oh, because she's very glistening. She has like the glistening thing. I think she does that on purpose. She's like, I'm very dewy.
I don't like it.
I'm very, very dewy.
It just makes me want to take a blotting tissue to right. my face all the time. And listen, I am oily, so I get it. But she needs to do something.
It makes you want to take a MyPillow hand towel and just like push it to her face.
I'm not joking, you guys. Really irritated. Really right. irritated.
It's one of those days, you guys. Gretchen Whitmer. God.
And then you want to talk gaslighting Psaki yesterday in her stupid Psaki. Daily presser.
Psaki.
Jen Psaki. Mm-hmm. So she says, I'm not making this up. This is what she said about the border. After so four, this is a quote.
Here we
After
go.
After 4 years of an immigration system rooted in destructive and chaotic policies.
Oh my God. Oh my God. Oh my God. Oh my God.
President Biden is taking the challenge head on and building a fair, orderly, and human immigration system.
Who is drunk? She's drunk. She's drunk, right? Okay.
This is gaslighting. This is it's what it fair. Looks like. It's where you fair. Feel like you're losing your mind and you're going crazy. Right. This is why. This She's, is okay. why.
Wait, can you back up? What was it? Because what was the last part of that? Fair and orderly? Is that what she said? Fair and orderly.
Fair, orderly, and human.
What the hell?
I know.
Oh my God. Oh my God. I can't.
I know.
Okay. All right. So this is what she's calling it. Like, this is what they're doing.
This is what they're doing.
They're just making it up. They're just making up the narrative. They're crafting the narrative as they go. And you know, the thing is that the CNNs and the MSNBCs and the ABCs and all those networks are like, oh yeah, that sounds good. Yeah, that sounds good. Psaki sounds good. We'll run with that. And so that's what all the talking heads are going to say. They're going to be like, yeah, it's fair and orderly. Meanwhile, it's a complete and utter shit show.
I mean, people know this. This is right. why it makes us crazy, right? Because people with brains, we see what's happening with our eyes. Mm-hmm. We know what's happening. And then they try to tell us that what is happening isn't happening.
Well,
and that what is happening is Trump's fault somehow. Well,
exactly. Precisely. Well, we see what we're able to see. I mean, listen, there's a lot that we've not been able to see because the press won't. They're not allowed in there because the administration won't allow them in there. So we can see the full story.
Yeah.
That's another thing that's terrifying. Right? Is that they're not enabling us to see what's actually going on. And then they craft the narrative, you know, kind of like China.
Right.
It's craziness. And you're right. It is so mad. You're right. It is gaslighting. It's complete gaslighting.
Yeah, because I'm on edge and I feel crazy now. Even because I'm like, how can they say these things to people when we aren't crazy. We're on to them. And it's like, they just are like, you know who needs an award for COVID management is Gretchen Whitmer.
Yeah. And the thing is, they want so badly, liberals want so badly to believe this crap. They want so badly to believe that Joe Biden is so benevolent and wonderful and awesome and like balanced and centered and not at all delusional and he has dementia. That they're like, oh yeah, okay, this sounds great. We're going to go with it. Like, we're just going to believe it and lap it up. You know, that this that the stuff on the border is actually orderly and fair and human. And it's like, it's all those things that they're saying. Okay. Yes. Yes, Psaki. Yes. They're going to eat it up. This is what they're eating it up with the spoon. I know. It's crazy.
I know. Oh my God. So there's that. There's also the fact that Stacey Abrams, you know how she used to write erotic novels under a pen name? Remember? Yeah.
It's like, you know, she and Bernie should get together and write a novel. You remember when I wrote that thing about gang rape? Do you remember? Remember when I wrote that? Everybody forgot about the fact that I was a really good writer about gang rape. Do you remember, you guys? Hey, Mark, do you have a horse shorts on?
I don't. I'm wearing jeans.
You don't? Oh, it's very cold today.
So Stacey Abrams now, because she's a complete grifter, three of her books are being republished because now, of course, she's got all this fame and popularity. And what does America do? We reward her with more money and fame and fortune. That is what we do. So she's republishing three books. They're probably going to be gigantic bestsellers.
Wait, about what? These are
sex books. These are like, just her erotica.
And people are rewarding that? Like, that's what the Democrat Party is, like, propping that. Of course they're propping that up. Why am I asking that question? I'm sorry. Of course. That's right.
I mean,
what was I thinking?
Yeah. So I'm mad about that. Okay. I'm mad because now Kamala Harris, who, by the way, is what? She's been in charge of the border for like 47 days.
Has she made
it there taking
yet?
A trip to Providence because, of course, right?
That's right. I mean, well, I heard they have like really good seafood there.
You know what they don't have? A border issue.
That's right.
What they don't
That's
have
right.
in Providence,
they don't have,
Rhode Island.
They don't have migrant children in
no,
Providence.
No, they don't have that. She mm-hmm. is now coming out to say that one, you know, because she's in charge of root causes, even though everybody knows what the root cause mm-hmm. is, and that
That's
is
right.
Joe Biden welcoming everybody. But no, she is actually trying to blame the lack of climate resiliency.
What? So wait. Okay, hold on. On like who is not climate resilient? Is it
so
me
the
and
people,
you? Like,
who, no, no, no. The countries that are sending all the countries where people are coming from, they don't have climate resiliency.
Okay,
and so those people have to come here, obviously.
Right. Okay. So all that, like, you know, the Mexicos and the you know, the like the Guatemala and people like they're not climate resilient.
Mm-hmm.
They're not resilient to the climate.
Right. That's the problem.
That is the biggest crock of crap I've ever heard. It has nothing to do with climate. Like, seriously,
right.
She actually said that and it came out of her face. And then
came
did
right
she
out
start Did she start cackling after she said it? Because it's
hilarious.
I didn't
hear it. I only read it. So I didn't, I can't, I'm not going to subject myself to her
right.
sound if I can
help
it.
Oh my God. Because that is the biggest crock of crap ever. My God. It's because they're not climate resilient.
Yeah. It's
okay.
That lack of
so
climate resiliency,
wow, it's
you guys.
So they were like, wow, it's hot here. It's hot. So I'm going to go to America.
Yeah. Yeah, that's what's going on. That's the root cause.
That's the root.
That's the root.
That's the root right there.
Why won't Vice President Kamala Harris actually visit the border and see the crisis for herself? I'm Sarah Carter. On the latest Sarah Carter Show, I'll tell you what I saw firsthand in Tijuana. I'll also be joined by war correspondent Michael Yon, who is reporting on migrants from the jungles of Panama. Subscribe to the Sarah Carter Show at Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Did you yesterday, did you see that video that was going viral of the black woman who berated a Hispanic cop?
No.
I did not.
Can we show it?
I will show
Let's
you
show
it. Oh my gosh.
Let's show it.
Let me just share my screen because I tweeted out. A lot of people were trying to hide her face. I posted the video of her actual face.
Oh wait.
I
is
was
this
so
the,
mad.
Is this the, cause I, there was one, is this the one where she was in the car and she's a teacher?
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay. I heard it.
And she's
did,
like, you're never going to be white. You want to be white more than anything, but you're never going to be
you're
white.
Like,
you're
like, you're Mexican white. Is this the one that said you're Mexican white?
Yeah.
Okay. I heard it. I did not see it.
Yeah.
I
you
heard
can
it.
See and, her stupid face. I can show it to you.
Okay. Cause I didn't see it. I heard it. I heard the whole thing. And I was in the car when I heard it with my daughter and I was listening to the whole exchange between her and the cop was so calm.
Oh, he was
and
great.
She was, and she's such a complete sea beast. And mm-hmm. this woman had a child in the car with her.
Yep. And she also teaches children.
Right.
Yeah.
And my daughter, who's 11, was like, wow, she teaches kids? Like, wow, she's a teacher? And I said, yeah, this was like, yeah, she needs to be fired immediately.
So let me tell you who needs the courage award. It's cops like this guy who have to put up with this racist bullshit every single day. And they never get praised for it. In fact, they just get called murderers. That's what happens to these guys.
Like, I cannot, the whole murder thing. I just could not get over it.
Yeah. And I only have, I've got 25 seconds because I'm not going to play the whole thing. It was too long. This is when his supervisor is also there. And they're both being so kind to this horrific beast.
She's
woman.
Horrible. Absolutely.
Oh
horrible.
My God.
At first, sure I thought, I swear to God, you guys, at first, I thought it was a joke. I thought it was a parody.
No.
I honestly did. When I heard it, I thought, this can't be real. This cannot be real. This cannot be a real woman doing this. And then it's real.
Yeah. Unfortunately, it is all too real.
Right.
So I'll just play you that. Let me make sure it's turned up. You can see it, right? Yeah. Okay. Here.
Yeah.
Is your signature? He's only citing you for using your cell phone while you're driving. That's it.
There you go, ma'am. Signing inside the red box right there.
For him being a Mexican racist. What is that name? Gasco.
It's on the citation, ma'am.
Here you go, Mexican racist. You're always going to be a Mexican. You'll never be white. You know that, right? You'll never be white, which is what you really want to be.
There you go,
Jim. Oh, my God.
Good day.
You want to be white so bad.
Oh, my God. I mean, I just am enraged by
it. Yeah, and you know, the thing is that this, if she were, I don't know, if the tables were turned, if she were a cop and she was harassing a regular person like this, this would be splashed everywhere.
Well, she filed a report. So get this. So that guy, the reason that there was body cam footage, because I think this is San Francisco, the police don't actually provide their cops with body cams. So he bought his own.
Okay,
the cop wore his own because of bullshit like this. He protected himself, thank God, because if that video didn't exist, she went and filed a police report and said that that policeman harassed her.
Oh my God.
And who would know otherwise, right, if he didn't have the body cam footage?
Right. This is the thing. Who would believe him in this day and age?
Right.
Who would believe him? They would believe
that. Because she's a black woman. She's a black woman. She's being harassed by cops.
She's being totally harassed. They would believe that beast of a woman.
Oh, God, God.
What a horrific excuse for a human being. And she had a child in the car. Somebody said that she hasn't taught since 2006, and she has a history of this, too. And I heard that
yesterday, she does.
Too, when I heard
I know
this.
Her name. Her name is out there. So, it's a weird name, and it's hard to say, so I'm not going to say it in here. But, like, it's all over. It's absolutely all over. The cop, when he released the footage, did not show her face and did not name her, because the cops are awesome, and they, like, have a lot of integrity. I do not. So I retweeted it with her face, with her name, and right. I don't give a crap, because everybody needs to know who that is, so nobody ever hires her as a teacher again.
Exactly. She never needs to be a teacher. That woman she has no place in our school system. Oh my God, what a complete nightmare she is. I don't
and
want her anywhere near
my kids. And she is racist. That is what, right. And that's what makes me so mad when black people try to say black people can't be racist because of systemic power, whatever. Bull crap. That woman could not be more racist.
Yeah. She's the personification of racism. That's it. If you want to know what racism is, that's what it is right there.
I just can't.
It's unbelievable. This is unreal what we're seeing. And that cop was amazing.
He was amazing.
And I even said that to my daughter. She was like, that cop is so calm. He's so calm. Mm-hmm. And I said, yeah, your mommy would not have been that calm. I said, cops are awesome. And she goes, why can't she just like be quiet and just let the cop do what he has to do? Like, I mean, what? And I said, yeah, exactly. Yeah. My 11-year-old gets it. I said, if you get pulled over by a cop, like if you're speeding or whatever, which listen, I've been pulled over. How many times have I been pulled over for speeding, Mach?
And it's always with me.
It's always with you. But I mean, when you get pulled over for speeding, you get pulled over for anything, whatever. Be polite.
That's all you have to do.
Just be polite. That is all you have to do.
It's not hard. I mean, I just can't. So there's that. Now, okay, so Donald Trump was on the Candace Owens show talking about teasing 2024 again. By the way, there's a lot of stuff going on with him that we need to talk about. First of all, 9 o'clock this morning, Facebook is going to announce whether or not he gets to come back to the platform. So that's happening at 9. That's a big deal. Yesterday,
they're making like a huge deal out of it. It's like,
well, it's the board. It's the oversight board. And it's quite likely that they'll let him back. And it could be like, oh my God, it could be the biggest news ever, right?
Right.
If he gets to come back.
Right.
In the meantime, though, remember how he was going to have his own social media platform?
Right.
So he released it yesterday. And it's just so Trumpy, you guys, because the whole thing is it's called From the Desk of Donald Trump.
Yeah.
And it's a social media platform that's free and no, you know, no censorship whatsoever for him. So all it is it's like things that he would have tweeted if he could tweet, with the option for you to share those things to various platforms. There's no place to comment. There's no place to interact. All you can do is share his like stream of consciousness and stuff. It's so him.
I think that's awesome.
It's like the himmest social media platform ever.
I love it. I think, listen, after 4 years of bullcrap and all the stuff he went through, I think it's fantastic. It's kind of like a stick it to all the social media. I love it. I think it's great.
It is hilarious. It's hilarious.
I love it.
So everybody was like, oh, so the new social media platform from Donald Trump is a blog. Got it.
Yeah. I love it. I think it's fantastic.
It's so funny. So he was on with Candace, and Candace asked the question, are you going to run in 2024? So I'm going to play that for you so everybody can hear it straight from the horse's mouth. Here we go.
One more question, because I'm sure you've gotten this question tons of times, but are you going to run in 2024? And if so, can I be your vice president?
Oh, that's very interesting. Wow, what a good choice that would be. That would be fantastic.
Trump Owens, 24.
So, Yeah, I think it's a great, I would be, you would be fantastic. And, you know, I really appreciate the job you do and everybody does. The answer is I'm absolutely enthused. I look forward to doing an announcement at the right time. As you know, it's very early, but I think people are going to be very, very happy when I make a certain announcement. And, you know, for campaign finance reasons, you really can't do it too early because it becomes a whole different thing. Otherwise, I'd give you an answer I think you'd be very happy with. But so we are looking at that very, very seriously. And all I say is stay tuned.
Yeah, well, I guess we'll take you at your word. And that means that in 2024, Trump and Owens are going to be on the ticket.
Oh, my God. I love it. I love
her.
There
it is.
I love her. She's so great. She's just like, yeah, so we're running together, right? Right? Right?
I mean, and he's like, an I can't say, but people are going to be so happy with a certain announcement I'm going to make.
Yeah, so he's going to run.
So it sounds like he's running. So the people that want him to run are going to be very, very excited about that, I'm sure.
There you go. There you go. You heard it here.
You heard it here, indeed. Think
Candace Owens would be a good running mate.
Oh, she'd be badass. Mm-hmm. All right. I can't do news anymore. And we're running out of time, so I have to show you TikToks. Actually, I have one TikTok that's actual news about China and space, and it's got me completely freaked out. So
yeah?
I follow a woman who's like an astronaut, space engineer, amazing person. She's like this gorgeous, young, amazing NASA person, right?
Yeah.
So what she does on TikTok is she explains like complicated space things to people like me who don't understand it at all. And then she explains it in this way that makes total sense. Well, China released a rocket like recently, and it didn't go well. And the booster that's supposed to go up and not hit the atmosphere and in fact just like kind of come crashing in the ocean, it went into orbit, which means now it's coming back and no one knows where it's going to land. And it's kind of a horrible, terrifying thing because if it lands in the middle of a populated area, like a whole bunch of people are going to die and there's nothing we can do about it.
What do you mean they don't know where it's going to land? Can't they track it?
Oh, yeah, they are tracking it. And so the closer it gets, we're obviously going to get an idea of where it's
at.
But we don't know right now. And this is happening on May 10th. 5 days from now, this thing is coming back to Earth.
It's going
to
land somewhere. And go figure, it's freaking China.
Right. And that's what makes me so mad. So you're going to hear her explanation.
Of course, it's China. Okay, well, that is, okay, that's really interesting. So this is the, what's her name again, Mark?
Her name, hang on, let me get it.
Because my daughter is like super into space stuff and I would love for her to like, I'd love to find her like on YouTube.
Yeah,
or
it's
something.
The Space Gal.
Okay, I'm gonna have her watch her.
Yeah, she's, find the Space Gal. All right, ready?
Yeah.
We heard that part of a rocket launched by China is making an uncontrolled reentry back to Earth. Obviously, this is bad, and I want to tell you a little bit more about it. So usually when a rocket launches, it brings the thing that it needs to bring into orbit and then the other part of the rocket falls back to Earth intentionally. It can either be elegantly controlled back to a launch pad, like with SpaceX launches, or it can be safely jettisoned into the ocean. Now, China launched a module of their space station into orbit, but the booster that helped bring it there did not immediately come back down. It was accidentally moving fast enough to go into orbit around the Earth. And now we don't know where it's going to come back down. It will be one of the largest instances of an uncontrolled reentry of a spacecraft, and there's a chance that it could come down where people live. Astronomer Jonathan McDowell is giving updates on the deorbit progress and suspects that it should land around May 10th. I'll keep you all updated on this, so follow for more details.
So
I feel like that's a big deal. Like, that should be splashed all over.
Yeah.
Are people not splashing it all over because it's China? Like, what is the problem here? What's the hesitation to be splashing this everywhere? I mean, we got stories about the Kardashians everywhere, but yet this is, I feel like a giant rocket booster plunging itself to Earth or where, you know, listen, it could be in my backyard. I kind of want to know that.
Yeah. Well, and you won't until much closer to the 10th. And then there's nothing that can be done. Like,
can we get Bruce Willis and his crew up there? Can we? Can we get?
I know,
can
man.
This is not good.
This is not good at all.
Because I'm freaking out.
I know.
Yeah, and once again, China is like they're wreaking havoc on China sucks.
China does suck. China sucks.
God.
I hope you're listening, China. Because you suck.
Are, Are we supposed to, like, we're supposed to tell people about Mother's Day and all that kind of stuff, aren't we?
Oh my gosh. Yes.
Yeah.
Thank you so much for reminding me to do that.
I feel like we should probably do that. We should probably tell people just quickly about some Mother's Day specials before.
And then I promise there will be an awesome TikTok, like one that's not going to be like mean and horrible.
You need to like at least have a screaming husky before we go.
Oh, absolutely.
But Mother's Day is this weekend.
And you can save the day with either your mom or your spouse, if you, your sister, whoever you need to buy a Mother's Day gift for. You guys, Chamonix, which is the mother company of Genucel, G-E-N-U-C-E-L. Genucel is this amazing skincare line that has plant stem cell technology, which is great for under the eye bags.
And also, and so, great for your jawline, great, just great for your skin in general. They have wonderful products.
Awesome. Right. And if you go to lovegenucel.com/chicks, then, and you order the most popular package. It's like this package that has bunches of stuff. It's got the, it's got like the stem cell therapy. It's got the immediate effects. It's got the skincare cream. It's got their best, most awesome products. Then you get a free thing. You get a free thing.
You get a free,
you get 10%
like
off.
Kind of like getting the free thing in the Cracker Jack box when you were little.
It's like only really way more valuable.
Only way more fun and valuable. Way more valuable. Yeah.
And it's fantastic stuff. I've been using it for years. Love, love, love Genucel stuff. So again, it's lovegenucel.com/chicks. Enter code chicks.
Chicks.
You get 10% off of anything that you order. And it's lovegenucel.com/chicks. Do that.
Do it for Mother's Day. Do it for Mother's Day. Do it. Or
do
after Mother's Day.
Show.
Do it for yourself. Yeah. If you're not a mama.
Okay. Anyway. You guys ready for this?
Yes.
Okay. Here we go.
Bark at your dog to see their reaction.
I knew it was going to be a screaming husky. I knew it.
But that's not even the only one. That was okay, like the one where it said, bark at your dog and see what his reaction is. So the guy barely gets out his own bark.
He was like, it's like, that's all I did. And then the dog like freaked out. I don't know what my, we need to videotape ourselves doing this to our dogs.
Well, my dogs are very not vocal unless there's somebody at the door. And then they're like, bark city, right?
I think Cash would lose his mind and like start eating my face if I did that. I haven't,
if you
by the way.
Him?
By the way, I haven't seen Cash in 3 weeks.
I know.
So I have 3 more weeks to see. I miss my dog so much, and I think they're having withdrawals. That's from what my husband said. So, but by the time I see my dog the next time, he may actually attack me to the point where you guys may never see me again. But anyways.
Well, the other challenge is that you're either supposed to bark at your dog or you're supposed to gasp and be like, and see what they do. Because apparently, I've seen a bunch of the videos, and the dogs
really?
Were like,
somebody don't know what to do.
Is the UPS man here?
What?
What?
Covered in what?
Covered in what?
Covered in what?
But I do have another husky.
Okay. I love
and it's the
you
same
know I love
husky.
The huskies.
The focus is always on the poor, long-suffering golden retriever who has to deal with the two husky siblings.
Yeah. It's kind of like our husband's dealing with us when we're out to dinner. That's what it's like. That's what the golden retriever reminds me of. It's like they're both like, oh my God, these bitches.
That's so totally what
they
it's
talk
like.
So okay. much. Somebody put us out of our misery.
Ready?
Yeah.
They start slow.
Right. It's how I feel about Billy Joel. It's precisely how I... The Golden Retriever.
Oh my god,
the golden retriever is the best. I cannot with him. I can't. He's just like
Oh my god,
you
I
guys.
Cry every time I see
him. No, me too. I can't. The golden retriever, oh my god.
Oh, Chris okay. Bowden's. If you want to follow that particular husky family, it's Chris Bowden's. That golden retriever, I love him
so
much.
Oh my god, it's just that's the funniest thing. Oh god, it's a golden retriever. A golden retriever is every husband with a talkative wife. That's basically what that golden retriever is.
Oh, for real. Mm-hmm. Oh my god.
Peter,
oh,
thank you,
Peter. He said
that
that's for your
next
speeding
ticket. You know, I'm going to get on when I drive from here to, because we're going to, my husband's going to meet me and my daughter down here to basically help us move from.
Oh, good. I wondered about that.
Oh, of course. He's going to come and move us. We're going to get a little tiny U-Haul to hook up to my truck. And then we're going to drive from here to Texas, like our very last drive. And I feel like there's going to probably be some speeding.
Yeah. Well, although with the U-Haul, it's probably harder, right?
Not for me. I feel like that's a challenge, Mock.
Well, you can't blame it on me this time.
Challenge accepted. Yeah. There we go.
You cannot blame it on me this time.
Oh, my God. Somebody said that poor golden retriever is the cop of the video that we showed earlier.
So much so. Yes.
That cop. Totally. It's a dead on. That is so true. Oh, my God. That woman is a beast.
Oh, my God. Just the worst woman ever. And she, I think she's what started my mood. You know what I mean?
Yeah,
yesterday I saw her and I was so mad and it like spilled over till today.
Isn't it crazy that I mean, I still have a little bit of a shred of humanity that I actually thought it was a parody yesterday. When I heard it, I was like, this can't be real. Like this woman cannot be a real woman. This has to be like a Saturday Night Live skit. This has to be fake. It cannot be real. And alas, it is real.
Alas, indeed.
Alas. Yes. Wow. You guys.
All right. Okay. We're bring it in.
Let's bring it in. You guys, everybody bring it in. Bring it in.
Like your purple shirt.
So not purple, you guys. Have a great hump day. We will talk to you guys tomorrow.
Bye.
House Republicans stay tough on Iran, and President Biden reacts to the Chauvin verdict by declaring all of us racist. I'm Greg Corumbus. Join Jim Garrity of National Review and me each weekday for the 3 Martini Lunch podcast. We'll get you caught up on the news and give you some laughs, too. Subscribe at Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.